The reason why I'm speaking here today is because we have a special event going on in the church.
今天汤牧师讲到，是因为我们教会这个周末有一个特别的活动。
Our youth group is currently up in North Carolina having fun camping.
我们的青少年部现在正在北卡的一个地方露营。
I think they're in quite rustic conditions because, as far as I know, they don't even have a hookup for electricity.
听说那个地方条件不是很好，甚至都没有电源插座。
So I think especially the boys are going to want to come back and play their video games when they get home.
所以我想，特别是那些男生，大概现在迫不及待想要回家来打电游了。
Before we start the message, let me pray, and I will pray as well for our youth who are away.
讲到之前，我们一起来祷告，为我们的青少年祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together to worship and to give you thanks and praise.
天父，我们为这个时刻来感谢你，我们能够聚集在一起来祷告，向你献上我们的赞美。
We also thank you for the opportunity to hear and to listen and to respond to your word.
我们也谢谢你给我们机会能够听到你的话语来回应你的话语
and to exalt Jesus Christ as our Lord
来赞美耶稣基督为我们的主
Father, I pray for our youth who are away having fun camping this weekend
为我们的青少年祷告他们这个周末在山区露营
and I ask that as they are away from their regular routine that this can be an opportunity for them to focus especially on you
我祷告虽然他们这个周末的安排与平常有些不一样仍然祈求你保守他们能够定睛在你的身上
and that through their experience together and reflecting on your word and in prayer
当他们在一起的时候也能够默想你的话语来祷告
they can draw closer to you and to establish a firm foundation to serve you all the days of their lives
让他们能够更亲近你让他们的一生打下根基他们的将来一生能够来服侍你
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
谢谢主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Some early memories that I have of my church life growing up was to have a celebration of Palm Sunday.
关于我早期的教会的经验，我的记忆之一就是我们会要庆祝这个圣日的复活的圣日。
Every year when we have Palm Sunday, I think, you know, one of these times I'm going to order some palms for everybody, just like these kids have.
每次我们庆祝生日这个棕榈生日的时候，我们就会买一些棕榈枝给小朋友。
But I usually forget, as I did this year.
但是我常常会忘记，就像今年也忘了。
And you really have to order it in advance because they're all sold out.
我们真的需要提前预定，因为通常到这个时候就卖完了。
But the purpose of the psalm, the palms, is to remember the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
但是棕榈枝的目的是为了帮助我们纪念当年耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷城。
And today, as we remember that event, it kicks off and begins what is called for Christians to celebrate from around the world Holy Week.
那到今天我们全世界的基督徒来庆祝耶稣基督的复活的时候我们通常把这一周称为成圣的一周
So Holy Week begins today, Palm Sunday
所以这个神圣的一周从今天开始也就是称为棕榈主日
And then the next observance that many churches have a service about is called Maundy Thursday or the remembrance of Jesus' Last Supper
教会通常遵守的另外一个礼仪是从周一到周四来纪念耶稣基督的受苦。
And then Friday is Good Friday.
那周五就称为主的周五。
And we will join together again here at church to remember Jesus' death on the cross.
我们教会大家会聚集在一起来纪念耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
And then Holy Week concludes on Sunday, which of course we know is Easter Sunday, a time of celebration of Jesus rising from the dead.
这个纪念的最后一天是下个周日，我们一起来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
And so today as we reflect on our passage of Jesus' triumphal entry, we're going to focus on the theme of acknowledging Jesus as Lord of our lives, which will result in joyful praise.
所以我们今天讲到的主题是来纪念耶稣基督进城的那一日我们一起来纪念他是我们的主并且将我们的赞美归给他
And so let's read together in English, and then we'll follow by a reading in Chinese.
我们一起来读，先读英文，然后读中文。
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. We'll continue with English. That we haven't done the whole passage. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, See your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
耶稣和门徒，我们一起来读哈。耶稣和好，我们一起来。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说：主要用他。”那人必立时让你们牵来，这事是成就，是要应验先知的话，说要对西安的居民说：看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。请后随的众人喊着说：何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何塞纳。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说：这是谁？众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
And we're going to actually begin with the ending of the passage in verse 11, and the question is posed, who is Jesus? Now, this is a question that is asked even today.Jesus is actually a popular figure even in popular culture, and he is on the cover of many magazines. This particular Time magazine was from 1996, but they most recently had an issue of Jesus on the cover in 2015. And it's actually said that if a magazine wants to improve their circulation and their sales, to put Jesus on the cover.
好，我们今天讲到，我们从最后一节经文开始，就是第十一节，人们问说耶稣基督是谁。那其实在今天的很多文化里边，我们也知道耶稣基督甚至在一些杂志上，就像我们这里看到的时代周刊，还有最近的2006年的周刊，也有大家都在问耶稣基督是谁。
And so on this particular cover, they ask and explore the topic, the search for Jesus.
所以在这集特辑里面，他们就是问这个问题去调查到底耶稣基督是谁。
And they examined the claims of some secular scholars that were trying to say that the gospel accounts aren't reliable and therefore Jesus is maybe not so reliable.
所以他们去询问了一些世俗的学者，他们认为这个记载不是那么可靠，所以耶稣基督的事情也许没有那么可靠。
But then they also took time and allowed Christian theologians to enter the debate to defend who Jesus was and who he is.
但是这个调查呢，也容许一些信基督教的学者、神学家们来争辩耶稣基督到底是谁。
And so the debate continues and the discussion even continue until this day.
那他们之间所发生这些争论讨论一直到今天仍然存在。
And many people, when you ask them about Jesus and who they think he is, they'll say, well, he was a good man.
很多人如果你们问他耶稣是谁，他们常常回答说，他这个人很不错。
Or they might say that he was someone that's speaks with moral authority.
有的人说哦，他这个人讲话哈具有道德权威。
And many I've heard say that they don't follow Jesus as their savior, but they think that he was a good moral teacher.
还有人认为说他们并不觉得耶稣基督是主，他们不会跟随他，但是他们觉得耶稣基督是一个很好的道德教师。
However, a professor by the name of C.S. Lewis. Many of us know him from his work, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
这位是我们大家所熟悉的一位教授 C.S. Lewis.
He quoted and said, Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord.
他说耶稣要么是个骗子，要么是个疯子，要么就是主。
And what he was arguing against was the notion that someone could acknowledge Jesus as a good moral teacher.
他这样的说话是要反对一种观点，就是认为耶稣基督是一个很好的道德老师。
Because if you really listen to what Jesus said, it's not really a category that one can believe.
Yeah, 如果你们真的去听耶稣基督讲话，你就会发现他所讲的话不能归为只是道德教导。
Because Jesus claimed to be Lord and Savior and co-equal with God.
因为耶稣基督宣称他自己是主，与神同等。
And most people, if we would meet today who claim that they were God, we would think that they're crazy.
今天如果有人宣称自己是神，我们觉得他一定疯了。
And so if you just think that Jesus' teaching was good, but you throw out the part that says that he's God, that would make Jesus basically sound like a lunatic.
所以如果我们今天只是接受他讲话当中道德的部分，却拒绝承认他是主，那么这样会让耶稣基督看起来好像是个疯子。
Because who claims that they're God?
因为有谁会宣称自己是神呢？
And if he's not God, who he claimed to be, then he's a liar.
如果他不是神，那这个人是不是是一个骗子呢？
And so it really makes one think and contemplate who Jesus is and whether he in fact is or is not Lord.
所以我们必须要思考他究竟是谁，他是不是真的是神，是主。
And so when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this?
所以当耶稣来到耶路撒冷城全城都惊动了，他们说这个人是谁。
And the crowds that were following him answered, this is Jesus the prophet, this is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
跟着他的那些众人说这是加利利来的先知拿撒勒人耶稣。
And so apparently here we have a situation where not everybody knew about Jesus.
所以我们看到在当时也不是每个人都认识耶稣。
He had a wide following.
有很多人跟随他。
The religious leaders obviously knew of him because they had already begun to plot his death.
当时的宗教领袖也明显认识他，因为他们已经要谋划要杀害耶稣。
And this indeed, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is the beginning of the end for him.
耶稣基督来到耶路撒冷城，其实是他生命的终结的开始。
As he makes his way to the cross.
因为他要走向十字架。
And so, as we continue to look at today's passage, we're going to see some characteristics of Jesus that help give us an indication of who he is, our Lord.
所以我们来读今天的经文的时候，希望能够让我们认识到耶稣基督是谁，让我们知道他是神。
One whom we're called to serve and follow.
我们被呼召要跟随他，要服侍他。
Resulting in praise.
我们要赞美他。
And so the first thing that we see is Jesus is trustworthy.
所以我们看到第一点是耶稣基督他是值得信赖的。
In verse 1, it says, As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there and a colt by her.
在第一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷到了伯法奇，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。
Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.
把他们解开，如果有人问你们，你们就说主要用他，那人必让你们牵来。
And so this seems like a little bit of an odd request of the disciples, but I think the disciples at this time had learned to trust whatever Jesus said.
门徒们听到这个请求可能会觉得有些奇怪，但是他们那时可能已经学会了耶稣说什么就去做什么。
And in this particular account, Jesus actually refers to there being two animals.
在这段记述里边，我们看到耶稣提到了其实是两头动物。
A mother donkey and her colt.
就是母驴还有她的驴驹。
And we have no idea how Jesus actually knew about this or arranged this.
我们无从得知耶稣怎么会知道这些，他怎么样会安排这个。
It's possible that maybe when they had gone through on his earlier journeys to Jerusalem, that he had met this owner of these animals and made an arrangement.
有可能是在他前面进耶路撒冷的途中，他认识了这个主人，知道这个主人，所以做了这个安排。
Or maybe in Jesus' prophetic role, he was told by God the situation and somehow prophesied or was able to relay the details without even talking to the owner.
或者呢，因为耶稣他也是一个先知，神将这些预言告诉了他，所以他就知道这一切，不需要告诉别人。
In any case, it seemed like a strange request, but one that the disciples gladly began to do their task.
不论怎样，这个请求听起来有些奇怪，但是门徒们还是照他所说的去做了。
I think a modern day, maybe rendering of this would be if Jesus said to, say, me, go to 115th Street in New York to find a blue car, a blue Mustang.
这个请求的现代版本可能是这样的，就是耶稣对我说，你去纽约115号大道，在那里找到一辆蓝色的车。
I chose this particular model because Mustang is a type of horse.
我特意选了这种车型，因为它的名字 Mustang 的意思就是指的一种马的类型。
And I used to own a Mustang, but it was much older than this one.
我以前的车就是这个型号，虽然比这个车要旧很多。
So it's as if Jesus would say, okay, go to 115th Street across from the UPS store, you'll find a blue Mustang.
所以耶稣说啊，去115号大街，你在那里看到一辆蓝色的 Mustang.
The keys will be in the car.
钥匙就在车里。
That would never happen in New York.
这种事情在纽约是不可能发生的。
And if the owner happens to see you, just tell him the Lord sent you.
如果这个车的主人看到你，你就跟他说，哦，主打发我来这里。
And I think I would be a little skeptical.
我想我会有一些疑惑。
Maybe a little afraid.
可能还有些害怕。
New Yorkers are tough. I wouldn't want to get beat up by someone.
纽约那个地方形势很险恶，我大概不太想跟人这样打交道。
Or even worse, I wouldn't want to run into one of these gentlemen.
可能更糟糕的，我不想碰到这样的一个人。
Get interrogated, maybe arrested.
或者他要审讯我，甚至要逮捕我。
But I suppose the same was true for these disciples. They didn't know what was going to happen if the owner was going to get angry.
但是我想，可能当时门徒的心情也差不多，他们不知道会不会发生什么事情，主人会不会同意。
And I think the Roman authorities and soldiers that policed the area were probably maybe just as tough as a New York police officer.
还有当时那些罗马的士兵啊，或是官长，也许和今天的警察一样的强硬。
But nonetheless, they did what was told, and it was in Luke's account, this was verified.
但是不管怎么样，门徒还是照着去做了，这是路加的记叙。
And it says those who were sent away and found it just as he had told them.
就是说啊，这些人去了，就像耶稣所吩咐的。
And of course, what happened when they began untying the colt? The owners came to the scene and said, "Why are you untying the colt?"
所以当他们解开这个驴驹的时候，主人就过来说，哎，你们为什么要解开它？
They were caught.
所以他们被抓住了。
But they said, "The Lord has need of it."
但是他们说主需要。
And so apparently the owner was okay.
因此主人就同意了。
Gave them the colt and they brought it to Jesus.
就把驴驹给了他们，门徒就把驴驹带到耶稣这里。
And so we see here that Jesus is trustworthy.
因此我们看到这里啊，耶稣值得我们信赖。
Jesus is somehow has foreknowledge and knows what's going to happen and what needs to happen in the future.
耶稣基督他对将来的事情他都有预知啊，知道将来要发生什么。
And is able to assure his disciples to obey.
也他也肯定啊，门徒们会啊遵循他的话语。
The second thing that we see here about Jesus is that he fulfills prophecy.
我们在这里看到耶稣的第二点啊，他应验了先知的话语。
We see that in beginning in verse 4. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
第四节说啊，这是成就，是要应验先知的话，说要对西安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你这里是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
And so this particular prophecy comes from the book of the prophetic book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9.
这段预言是取自撒迦利亚书第九章。
And this was written between 520 and 518 BC.
这段经文写在公元前520年左右。
So a good half a millennium before Jesus would walk the earth.
这段经文啊，早在耶稣出生前半个世纪就已经有了。
And so some skeptics might say, well, see, Jesus has read the scriptures and now he is trying to fulfill them.
啊，有些人怀疑可能会说，你看耶稣基督他读过这段经文，所以他晓得，现在他就要试着把这段经文变成现实。
He's not really God. He's just trying to read and try to figure out what he needs to do so then people will acknowledge him as their Lord.
他并不真的是神，他只是照着圣经换算的话去做，这样就让别人以为他是神。
But when we actually look at the scriptures, we see that that just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
但是如果我们看了经文本身，就发现刚才这个人的话是站不住脚的。
There's a number of prophecies in theOld Testament that were fulfilled by Jesus in the New, that were fulfilled by Jesus and were recorded in the New Testament.
旧约里面有许多应验，耶稣基督都应验了，并且记载在新约当中。
And many of these were really beyond the control of Jesus.
有许多预言并不是耶稣所能控制的。
He happened to be born at the right place at the right time.
他碰巧出生在对的时间，对的地点。
He was in the lineage of King David.
他是大卫的后裔。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他出生在伯利恒。
Last I checked, you can't really control where you were born.
那我们真的没有办法控制自己在哪里出生。
His family, because of the massacre of Herod to the little children, fled to Egypt.
因为希律王屠杀婴儿，他的家全家不得不逃到埃及。
Jesus would have been under three at the time. I think he had no control over the comings and goings of his parents.
那个时候耶稣基督还不到三岁，他没有办法来决定家里要去哪里。
And in fact, even the baby massacre is something that was foretold and prophesied, and Jesus would have no way to have controlled that event.
甚至屠杀婴儿这件事情也是旧约所预言了的，耶稣基督也没有办法控制这样的事。
In fact, scholars say that if you just take these eight particular prophecies,
学者说，如果你只是看这八个特别的预言，
the chances of them being fulfilled for just this eight are 1 in 10 to the 17th power.
如果你要让这八个预言全部应验的话，你的几率大概是10的17次方分之一。
And as it says under all those zeros, that's a lot of zeros.
所以我们看到很多零。
And so to give some perspective, the chance of winning a Powerball lottery, like $100 million, is 1 in 259 million.
我们看到一个你中乐透奖的几率是上面这个数字。
The chance of being struck by lightning are about 1 in a million.
被雷击中的几率大概是100万分之一。
The chance of these 8 scriptures being fulfilled are this large number.
但是你要全部应验这八项预言，这个几率是我们看到下面的数字。
But guess what? Jesus fulfilled over 300 prophecies.
但是你们知道吗？耶稣他所应验的预言超过了300处。
I'm sure there's a mathematician Christian out there that's actually figured out those odds, but it would be too big of a number to even contemplate.
我想可能真的有基督徒数学家已经算出了要300个预言全部应验的几率有多大。
And so we can see that Jesus, we can rely on Jesus and acknowledge him as our Lord, not only because he's trustworthy and what he says takes place,
所以我们承认耶稣基督是主，我们能够信任他，不仅仅是因为他值得我们信赖。
But he also fulfills prophecy.
也是因为他应验了旧约的预言。
And not only this prophecy of coming and riding to Jerusalem on a donkey, but 300 more.
不仅仅是骑驴驹的预言，还有另外其他300多处预言。
And so I think there's no other verdict but to say that Jesus is Lord.
所以我想我们的结论只能是耶稣是主。
The last thing that we see in this passage is that Jesus is Messiah.
我们在这段经文看到最后一点是他是弥赛亚。
Now in the English translation of the Bible, Jesus is often and maybe usually referred to Jesus Christ.
在英文译本里边我们通常说耶稣基督。
And Christ is not Jesus's last name.
基督并不是他的姓。
Christ is actually the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah.
基督这个词是希腊文翻译的一个犹太词，就是弥赛亚。
And so I'm sure there's probably some modern translations that actually throughout the New Testament refer to Jesus Messiah.
所以我想还有经文里面也有其他的翻译。
So what is Messiah?
弥赛亚是什么意思呢？
Messiah means anointed one.
他是指被高立的那位。
It's the one whom God's people were looking for, were anticipating.
是神的子民所期待的那一位。
One who would bring deliverance from their nation, from foreign powers and occupiers.
他要将他的子民从外国的势力当中解放出来。
But one who would also bring salvation and become the eternal ruler of their people.
但是他也会带来救恩是我们永远的救主。
And so as we continue our story, the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They bought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on.
因此门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上去。
And so Jesus begins his journey now to Jerusalem.
因此耶稣开始了进耶路撒冷的行程。
In some places of the New Testament, it was interesting that Jesus would heal someone and tell them, "Don't tell anyone what I did."
有意思的是，在这个行程当中，圣经还记载另外一件事情，就是耶稣基督治好了某人，并且说，你不要告诉别人是谁。
The problem was they would always tell someone what they did.
问题是这些人得医治以后，总是跑出去告诉别人说是谁做了这件事。
And then his fame grew and the crowds grew.
然后耶稣的名声越来越大跟他的人也越来越多。
But in this particular case, Jesus makes the arrangement for the donkey.
但是在这个情况下耶稣安排好了驴和驴驹。
And to begin the journey to Jerusalem.
开始进耶路撒冷城。
Signifying his royalty, his kingship.
这件事情象征着他的王位。
And so it's actually interesting here the fact that Jesus is coming on a donkey.
所以很有意思的是他居然是骑着驴驹进城。
A donkey riding king.Is I guess the English word would be oxymoron. Oxymoron is two words in English that that are together but are opposites.
好，这个我们看到一位王，但是骑在驴驹上，在这个英文里边看起来就像好像是那种啊互相矛盾的一个表达。
And so the classic example is jumbo shrimp.
一个典型的例子就是超级大虾。
Jumbo shrimp. So shrimp is very small.
Yeah, 就是虾本身其实很小的。
Jumbo is very big.
Jumbo 意思是很大。
So how can a shrimp be jumbo?
所以你怎么会有一个小虾巨无霸？
Well, it's because it's the biggest of the shrimps.
因为它是所有的虾子里边最大的。
And in the same way, we have Jesus here, a king, but riding on a donkey.
所以我们这里看到耶稣他是那位王，但是他却骑在一个驴驹上。
Kings are not supposed to ride on donkeys.
Yeah, 当国王的人是不会骑在驴驹上的。
As Jesus is depicted in this picture.
你们在画里看到耶稣基督是这样。
As we see here, he has his disciples around him that are accompanying him on his journey.
所以在这个行程当中，门徒围在他的身边陪着他。
And we see some of the crowds in the background beginning to give him praise.
我们在背景看到有众人跟着他来赞美他。
This is an odd sight.
这个景象其实非常奇怪。
A more common sight would be something like this.
我们更常常看到的是这个景象。
This is King William of Britain.
这是英国的威廉大帝。
He actually is called William the Conqueror.
他也被称为征服者威廉。
And he was a prince in Europe, and he actually conquered England.
他是欧洲的一位王子，但是他后来征服了英格兰。
But he became one of their greatest kings.
他也成为最伟大的王之一。
And you see, he's not on a donkey. He's on a stallion, a majestic horse.
所以你们看到他骑的不是驴子，而是一匹雄壮的大马。
And he doesn't have a bunch of common followers that are accompanying him.
跟随他的也不是普通的人。
He has soldiers. He has an army.
跟随他的是军人，是部队。
That's how a king is supposed to enter a town or a village in force and in display of his glory and his honor.
所以一位王进城的样子应该是这样的哈，雄壮威严充满了荣耀。
But Jesus rather is on a lowly donkey, one that had never been ridden before, a colt, one who is actually smaller than a regular donkey.
然而耶稣骑的却是这样一头不起眼的驴子，甚至呢还只是一头小驴驹，从来没有人骑过的。
And so Jesus begins his journey, and the people, the very large crowd, begin to spread their cloaks on the road. They took branches of trees. In this particular, in other passages, they call those branches palm branches.
所以众人就把他们的衣服铺在路上，他们也拿起了这个树枝。在另外的这个福音书里边说到，这是棕榈枝。
And palm branches are important in what they signify.
棕榈枝它们有重要的比喻意义。
Because palm branches would be used when a king or in Rome maybe when a governor or a general would come through, they would take palm branches and they would wave them, signifying the leadership or the royalty that was coming through.
所以当一个国王要通过一个城镇的时候，人们会挥舞棕榈枝，就象征着所来的这个人的王权地位。
And then the people exclaim, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna!" In the highest heaven.
所以人们在这个地方欢呼说何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，那奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And so the people began to give praise and to acknowledge the royalty, the kingship of Jesus. And it was a very large crowd. And in a sense, this is the crowd that would gather. And if we were in back of this crowd, we would probably trying to fight our way to the front so that we could also give glory to the coming king.
所以人们在这个地方跟随耶稣赞美他，将荣耀归给他。假设如果我们当时在这个人群里边，可能我们也想要在人群里边挤出一条缝来，也能够站在他的面前来赞美他。
And the word for Hosanna is actually an interesting word because Hosanna means God save us.
何塞纳这个词它有它的意义，是指神救赎我们。
And so by acknowledging and praising Jesus with the word Hosanna, they're asking and acknowledging and requesting that God indeed save them.
所以当人们呼唤何塞纳的时候，他们承认耶稣基督是王，也是请求耶稣将他们能够救赎出来。
And that the means of salvation is this Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah, whom they had been waiting.
救赎的途径就是通过这位耶稣，这位啊被高立的人。
So, we've seen this story of Jesus, the beginning of Holy Week, the beginning of the march for Jesus to Jerusalem to conclude his work.
所以我们看到这个神圣的一周的第一天啊，耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷城，将要开始他的做工。
It begins with the people giving Jesus the praise that he so rightly deserves.
呀，最开始人们是赞美他，将他当得的荣耀归给他。
And it will continue with Jesus on being killed on the cross.
呀，我们后面会看到耶稣他被钉在十字架上被杀死。
The people turned quickly.
啊，人们的脸转眼就变了。
They went one day from giving Jesus the glory to a few days later, crying and exclaiming that he be crucified.
呀，前两天他们还在赞美他，过了两天，他们就要把他钉在十字架上。
And I think sometimes that can be true for us.
我想有时候这就是我们的情形。
We acknowledge Jesus as our Lord.
我们承认耶稣是我们的主。
We have the desire to follow him in all that we do.
我们渴望啊跟随他。
But sometimes we take the throne.
但是有的时候我们就拿起那个荆棘。
And so rather than Jesus being the Lord and on the throne of our lives and our heart, we take that place which he deserves.
所以我们没有把耶稣基督看作王，反而拿起他的王冠，我们自己坐在那个王的位置上。
And we begin to follow our own path.
我们就开始啊，跟随自己的道路。
Our own way.
我们自己的选择。
Rather than the way of our Lord, who calls us to follow him and obey him in all that we do.
而不是啊，按照神的旨意，按照神对我们的呼召来跟随他。
And so we come back to the question, who is Jesus?
所以我们回到这个问题，耶稣是谁？
From this passage that Jesus is Lord.
这段经文告诉我们，耶稣是王。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And we can trust in all that he says.
他所说的一切，我们都能够信靠。
And we can reflect on the fulfilled prophecies in Scripture.
我们也看到他应验了啊。旧约的预言
and take heart that yes, Jesus is who he says he is and that no one else could fulfill this role of Messiah and Savior.
我们可以告诉自己说，耶稣就是他自己所宣称的那一位，没有谁可以像他那样应验所有的预言。
And so again, we're called today to acknowledge Jesus as Lord of our lives, which will result in joyful praise.
所以神也呼召我们今天也要承认耶稣基督是我们生命的主，这能够让我们的心里边啊涌出赞美。
When we allow Jesus back on the throne of our lives,
如果我们让耶稣基督在我们的生命当中作王
，and seek to do His will,
寻求啊顺服他的旨意
，follow His ways,
啊跟随他的道路
，then we can be assured that we are following that narrow path.
我们就知道自己是走在那条窄路上。
The way of salvation.
那是救赎的路。
And then we can give glory to God.
我们可以将荣耀归给神。
Resulting in joyful praise, knowing that He is who He says He is, and that we are His.
让我们心里涌出赞美，因为我们知道他就是他自己所说的那一位。
And so as we begin our journey through Holy Week this week.
所以当我们啊开始这个复活节一周纪念活动的时候
As we prepare to meet again on Friday to remember what Jesus has done on the cross and dying for our sins
啊我们预备星期五大家再来到教会我们一起来纪念耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的一切
Let us take time to reflect on our relationship with God
让我们花点时间来啊想一想自己跟神的关系
And invite him to be our Lord.
邀请他来做自己的主。
But also let us keep, even in this journey, to have an attitude of joyful praise.
但是也让我们同时在这过程当中有一颗喜乐的心啊，将赞美归给他。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And as our Father, our Heavenly Father, desires, we can give Him all of the praise and glory.
让我们按照神的心意，将所有的赞美和荣耀都归给他。
And so I want to close with this verse from Psalm 34.
所以我们最后来看一下诗篇34篇。
Sing praises to the Lord, you who belong to Him, praise His holy name.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们要歌颂他，称赞他可纪念的圣名。
So let us remember Jesus is Lord.
让我们都记住，耶稣基督是我们的主。
He calls us to acknowledge Him as Lord in our lives.
他呼召我们要承认他是我们生命当中的主。
We are His.
我们是属他的。
Which will result in joyful praise.
这会让我们的心里边流露出赞美。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We thank you as we begin this remembrance of Holy Week that our focus should now and always be on Jesus as our Lord.
当我们在这个复活节纪念一周当中，帮助我们要记住，我们的眼光看到耶稣基督是我们的主。
And help us, Lord, to prepare, even as we journey through the week, to prepare for our time together on Friday.
在这个星期的过程当中，也帮助我们为周五的时间来预备我们的心。
Having a joyful heart of praise, a heart of praise.
让我们的心里有喜乐，有赞美。
But also an attitude of reflection, knowing all that Jesus will go through on our behalf.
也让我们能够纪念耶稣基督在这当中为我们所做的一切。
And may we give you the glory and the praise in all that we do. In Jesus' name.
在我们一切所做的事上，都将荣耀和赞美归给你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.